The views and opinions expressed on this program are not those of the station, but of the sponsor, the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce.
Welcome to the Chamber Connection. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, on a beautiful Chamber of Commerce weather Monday morning here in Pensacola, Northwest Florida. I hope you all had a great Easter. It was a lovely day yesterday, and back to the grind now, back to the work week, and talking about what's happening with our economy here in Northwest Florida. We had a great state of the economy luncheon a couple weeks ago, and we heard from some local experts that talked about what's happening in our economy. A lot of the good news that is happening here in Northwest Florida. Our unemployment rate locally is lower than it is in Florida, and the unemployment rate in Florida is lower than the national rate. So things are looking good. 2021 is off to a good start. Obviously, the one area where we're still, you know, feeling some negative impact is with tourism, but as more people get vaccinated, that's going to improve as well. And once we get our bridge going, that's also going to help. So with that, I do want to mention a few chamber events that are coming up here in the next month or so. This Friday, we have an in-person gopher club at the Pensacola Yacht Club. We are limiting attendance to 75 people, and you must pre-register. So you can go onto our website at PensacolaChamber.com to pre-register for that. That's this Friday, 7:30 a.m. We have breakfast and networking first, and then our program will start at 8. Thank you to Gulf Power for sponsoring this month's Gopher Club. Coming up next Friday is, or excuse me, next Thursday is Business After Hours. This is our first in-person Business After Hours in over a year, and we are excited to get back. We will be at Dynamic Life Chiropractic at 600 University Boulevard. We'll have, for all of our events, we will have the COVID-19 protocols still in effect. While things are improving, we're not to the point yet where we can relieve those. So we will have those for all of our in-person events. And wanted to thank our sponsor for Business After Hours, which is Southtel. But that's on April 15th at 5 p.m. at Dynamic Life Chiropractic. Also coming up in May is our Clays for Commerce event. This is our second annual. We will be out at Santa Rosa Shooting Club. You can register on our website at PensacolaChamber.com. That's on Friday, May 14th. Still looking for teams for that. It should be a good time as usual. Anything that you want to find out about our chamber events, activities, initiatives, you can go on our website, PensacolaChamber.com. You can check us out on Facebook. We're on Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram. So you can check out all those sources for chamber information. So with that, I mentioned our state of the economy and discussion that we were having about how well things are going with the economy here in Northwest Florida. And today, wanted to talk about home building in our region, what's happening with construction and real estate. So brought in the expert in our community for that. Mr. David Peden is the executive director of the Home Builders of West Florida. David, welcome to the Chamber Connection.
Thank you, Todd. It's good to be here.
Absolutely, and thanks for being on the show today. So let's jump right in. What's happening with construction and home building here in Northwest Florida?
Well, it's certainly been a challenging time over the past year for everybody in the community, and home building has seen its own challenges, and it's continuing to experience different aspects of the business that is making it difficult to get homes built in a timely manner, and there's delays with materials and appliances and things of that nature. With that being said, it is a very strong market, And after going through the Great Recession, the people that lived through that and lost their jobs because of it, to be back working in this industry is a good thing, and we're pleased with the overall the success that the area is having right now.
So where are the areas in our community, talking about Santa Rosa and Escambia County, where you're seeing most of the activity?
Well, Santa Rosa is a busy place right now, and as well as in the Beulah area in Escambia County, and the market is strong, and you know it wouldn't be strong if we didn't have jobs and opportunities for people to be able to afford a home and buy one. So I tell people that home builders do not create the demand, jobs do, and it's the builders that respond to it. And sometimes I believe people lose sight of that. Mm-hmm. I tell people you can go to Century and you can build a 200 lot subdivision and you probably won't sell it out in the next 20 years. So it's demand that drives the economy, and the builders are responding to that. And with the challenges we're having in materials, and of course lumber prices have skyrocketed, is costing an average of $24,000 a house across the nation. And not only that, appliances, windows are delayed. And most of these factories in other states that are dealing with COVID have a limited employees that come in different shifts, and they're doing the best they can to keep up.
Okay. So, let's talk about that first. You mentioned COVID and the impact on supply chain and materials and that sort of thing. Okay. Let's talk about that first. So that's having an impact. What materials are you seeing the most impact with COVID?
To give an example with lumber, our National Association of Home Builders that's located in Washington, D.C. has been working on this for some time now during the Trump administration and during the Biden administration now. And they're asking even the Department of Justice to look into it, because people that own tree farms, their value has not increased. They call it stump prices, so to speak, and so their value has not gone up to take the materials, yet we've seen this skyrocketing lumber, and so it's always hard to pinpoint the reasoning. And some of the reason they'll say, well, we've got a mill in Oregon, or we've got a mill in Michigan, and we're doing one shift or two shifts instead of the normal three or four that we do with no COVID. And so as long as there's that demand for the lumber, it's increased. Even it's gone up over 180% since last April.
Wow.
And so it's always been a volatility in the lumber market. The futures for it usually are up, but it has caused other impacts that people don't think about. They delay repairs to their homes if they needed repairs. If somebody needs a wheelchair ramp for an elderly person, that's being delayed. Mm. Habitat for Humanity, which is very tight on money and to get things built in an affordable way, that's impactful. And so it's across the board, and we're hopeful that the either Congress or the Biden administration or somebody can look into this and bring back a little affordability to it.
Right. So one of the things that we saw with COVID and the shutdown is a pretty significant increase in home improvement projects, particularly last spring and summer. Does that add to the strain on those materials as well?
Right. That, and we forgot our good friend Hurricane Sally. So
I was about to mention that as well.
You know, that was a huge just gasoline on the fire in terms of people needing stuff, repairing their homes and getting the materials and finding the labor. And labor is a tough deal, and it's hard to find good people in any business. And we do have a lot of good people in this industry, but there's also the element that's easy entry into this industry that tends to give everyone a bad name. So especially being a border with Alabama so close to us, and people coming up the line that are not licensed, that are not insured, the unlicensed activity has been an issue as well. So we try to educate the public about doing business with licensed individuals who are reputable and do their homework and check out these folks before they step foot on your property.
Right. And so, and we had Hurricane Sally right before that. We had Hurricane Michael just down the road in the Panama City area. Does that also impact, you know, you had a lot of materials going into there?
Michael did with roofing, I believe, and people that people were so already so busy in our area, they couldn't go set up shop in Panama City, so to speak. They wouldn't have a place to stay and get crews going. But roofing was one of them. Also, that people don't really realize when the price of petroleum goes up, that affects everything that goes into a house as well. Asphalt shingles, plumbing, fixtures, plastic, PVC, anything that petroleum touches, it causes everything to rise. And so we've seen that increase too over the past many months. That's affecting the cost of housing as well.
Right. So say, I mean, it seems like there's always a need for workers in construction in our region. If someone's interested in getting training, or you know, they're trained and they're looking for a job, what are some ways that they can get engaged and fill those jobs?
Right, and the Home Builders Association has a construction academy at Pine Forest High School.
Okay,
and also we're working on one at Pensacola High School, and those kids they just changed the curriculum to an HBI type curriculum where they can get certifications and get out and start working immediately out of high school. If they choose to go to college after high school, Pensacola State College has a great carpentry program as well as HVAC. They're having difficulty right now trying to find a plumbing instructor at PSE, but also at UWF, George Stone has opportunities. But what we're finding is usually when the market is hot, people will not go sit in a classroom. They'll want to go get on-the-job training and go to work. When the market is slow, then they'll tend to go back to school and things like that. So it's a challenge. It's something that we're working on. Governor DeSantis and the legislature, we've seen this boomerang back from college back for the last 10, 15 years where trades – vocational work was not the best connotation, but now it's coming back that you've got to learn a trade, and the kids that have the opportunities to be in HVAC or electrical or plumbing, if they look at the long run, they can earn a very decent living in those trades, and not only that, start their own business and be successful. And so I think with the kids today, and just in general, people being impatient, they want to step in and make top dollar. But we've seen it time and time again. If kids get in there and they get a job, they prove themselves, they will quickly earn the money because that business will not want to lose them.
Right.
And so it's just being patient.
Right.
We also have a scholarship program through the Home Builders Association. That's our tradesman council that they do a good job of fostering those opportunities for these kids, and so that's been going well.
Good. So you said that here in Escambia County, you're seeing in the Beulah areas the largest growth. Obviously, Navy Federal having tremendous impact there. What are some of the trends in terms of the types of houses that you're seeing that are being constructed? You know, in some of these areas that are basically all new construction?
Well, there's a different variety. There's different price ranges. And what's happening in our market, and when I say this, people, with their eyes, what they see on the ground, we have a lot shortage in both counties. And so there's not enough lots on the ground to meet the demand. So what that's doing is causing land prices to go up. And when that goes up, builders try to get more density in their subdivisions to make up for the cost of what they've purchased the lots. And then the other factor is large national home builders will come in and and take down a whole subdivision. Whereas back in the day, we'd have a Marcus Point with a variety of different builders in it. Stonebrook had a variety of different builders. And so we're seeing more of that sector of one company taking all the lots, and then it's putting downward pressures on people who build maybe 10 to 15 homes a year. Just finding the lots is difficult. There's been subdivisions approved through both counties, and people see that, and they get concerned with the growth. But it takes years for those to come online to be developed, and then it takes more years for those to be sold out. When people see a 500-lot subdivision, that doesn't mean next week they'll all be sold out and they'll be built. It's a time-consuming process. But people are moving here. They're picking up from California and New Jersey and New York and other places, and they're coming to Florida. And we've got 1,000 people a day coming to this state.
Mm-hmm.
And I always, you'll hear the governor on down to politicians, move to Florida, we're open for business. And people do, and I think the home building industry takes the brunt of that, because local governments want to come up with innovative ways to pay for the growth, and that's by impact fees, for example. And I just don't think there's got to be a better way of across the board funding. And I believe if we had a real estate transfer fee on every piece of real estate that was sold in the state, commercial and residential, and put it on a dock stamp, and that pool of monies would go to fund for infrastructure, that'd be the fairest way of doing it. But that's a pushing a wagon uphill, but I'd like to see it one day.
Right, right. Yeah. That's a political fight.
And right, right.
Those aren't always very easy. So when you say there's a lot shortage, does that mean that there's not enough private investors who own property that can be used for these lots? Or what causes that?
Just the overall, coming out of the recession, banks lending changed a lot. That banks don't lend like they used to for speculative development.
Okay.
So if people find a way, a lot of times they have private investors along with a bank loan to go develop something. And there's only a handful of developers in our area that are developing. Would be, or it's somebody that owns family property that goes out and hires an engineer and gets a plat and goes through that way too. So the recession, there was nothing happening during the recession. So now it's catch-up time, so to speak.
Okay.
Plus the folks moving to the area create that demand.
Right. Yeah, yeah, and you mentioned people moving into the area. I mean, we get calls at the chamber almost every day, someone from Chicago, Brooklyn, California, like you say, right, that are looking to move to Northwest Florida because we've been open as a state for business. We obviously have the quality of life here, a lot of the amenities that people are looking for. So I can see why that stress is being provided, because like you say, people are moving here every day, and if there's a lot shortage and there's not a lot of inventory, so to speak, then I can see where that can be a problem.
Right.
So if people want to get information about Home Builders Association here, what are some resources that you have for them?
Our website's westfloridabuilders.com. It's got a directory of our members by category. If you need an electrician or a plumber or a title company or a law firm or anything that has to do with home building, we've got members that can be helpful. And it's also easy to search for what you need. We have the Parade of Homes coming up in September. It's pushed back a little bit this year because of the delays and COVID and things of that nature, but it's going to be held at the Yellow River Ranch off Highway 87 over in Santa Rosa County. It's a great big subdivision that's going to be done in phases, when it's in phase one right now. And Flynn Built Homes is building the American Dream Home for the HBA. That's our showcase home. And we also hope to get our Home and Product Expo back at the Bay Center in August. We skipped it last year because of COVID, but I think this year we're going to be able to make it happen. And we have over 95 vendors in that show, so people are looking for home improvement projects, and they can come by and meet face-to-face with these companies. So
right.
I think there'll be pent-up demand for that.
Yeah, I can imagine. We've had a few events, and just people that I've talked to, during or even after the events have said, we're just ready to get back and see people and do the things that we're used to doing. And, as we continue to open up safely and do the right things, if you're talking about doing these in the fall, they just sound like, the way vaccinations are going and those sorts of things those should be good to go. Anything else that y'all have upcoming that you want to share?
That's the two main public events that we do as an association. For people who don't know, our association, the Home Builders Association, our territory is Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. We're affiliated with the Florida Home Builders Association in Tallahassee and then the National Association of Home Builders in Washington, D.C. And we have, there's like 27 different associations like ours throughout Florida, and there's 700 across the country. So it's a big network of people in the building business. And it was because of the work of our national association that our industry was able to continue to work during COVID, the shutdown. That day, when everything shut down, it was like ground zero for our association with our phone lines lighting up. What does this mean? But our national association made sure that we were essential business and got that in the DHS guidelines. And that's where a trade association can be helpful to people. They would have lost a lot of jobs, and so we're appreciative of that.
Right. And about how many members do you have?
We have 360 corporate members.
Here in the two county?
Right.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah. So it's a good network of people. And going back to our founding in the late 1950s, in 1960, the late John Appyard was our first executive director. He ran the HBA out of his Appyard agency. He did that for 14 years, and that's kind of neat.
Yeah.
Connection we had with Mr. Appyard, and we had our first full-time executive director, a guy named Paul Thompson, who went to EWF. In 1974, he took over, and Paul became my boss in Tallahassee back in 1994. So that little connection with Pensacola, it's kind of neat. So it's been a good organization. They do a lot of community service work. We just recently, through God Brothers Roofing, replaced a roof for a 78-year-old veteran, Vietnam veteran, whose roof was just dilapidated, and Mike Guy stepped up and did that at no charge, and that's the kind of members we have at the HBA.
Right. And an organization like the HBA is important because if people have questions about, home building or repairs or things like that, can they reach out to you and get that information to make sure that they're avoiding, like you said, especially, particularly after a storm, you get out of state people that come in and try to, sign people up for repairs that may not be necessary or, the people you may not be able to trust. So is your organization one that people can reach out to with questions? And
sure. Anytime. I tell folks if they find a contractor, get a list of 5 or 10 people they've done work for in the past. And you'll find out real fast if they do what they said they're going to do and their follow-up, their punch list items. If they're good, they will have great reviews. But just don't rush into anything. Take your time and make sure you check their licensing and also workers' comp, they're covered. Because if they get hurt on your property, you're liable.
Right.
And that's what people don't understand.
Right. And of course, we always want to support local. We want to make sure that, if there's going to be money spent, we want it spent here with our local companies and that we're supporting our workers and our businesses. So definitely check out. Give your information one more time just so make sure people have it.
It's westfloridabuilders.com. Also, 850-476-0318 is our office number.
Great. Well, really appreciate the time today, David. It's great information for our listeners, and it's very encouraging to hear what's happening in Northwest Florida, that we have the demand for growth and that the home builders are here to meet that.
Thank you, Todd. I appreciate being here, and thanks for the work that you're doing in the Chamber.
Absolutely. And thank you all for listening today. We'll keep you all connected on the Chamber Connection.